Sometimes we believe God is leading us in a certain direction. But as we continue, we become discouraged and uncertain because things just aren't working out as we had expected or planned. Maybe the route isn't as easy as we thought it would be, or it isn't leading where we want to go. So we decide to take it into our own hands, big mistake. We decide on our own to make a course correction, thinking that we obviously have been going the wrong way. Well, let me tell you, I tried that. And I thought I was in the wrong way, but when I made the wrong course action, I really found out I was in the wrong way. After making the mistake of trying to go it on my own, it didn't take long to discover I had made a terrible mistake. Once you disobey God, I believe that's when our faith begins to turn to fear. That's what happened in Abraham's life. He was originally called Abram. We certainly have an example here to look at. We would think we would call him Father of the Faithful, wouldn't we? And when our Lord spoke to him, he was very clear in his instructions. He said, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, so you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and listen to this, and the one who curses you, I will curse. In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. I try to stay out of politics, but sometimes I can't help myself. First of all, we have no business telling Israel what to do. We have no trouble. We have no business telling Israel what to do. Are you listening to me? You got to get this. Because if we tell Israel that they have to do what God said they don't have to do, look out. You know who's going to get paddled? The United States is going to get paddled. And you and I will get paddled with the United States. You're listening to me? This is in the scripture. I didn't twist it. I'm just telling you what it says. You bless them, I'll bless you. You curse them, and I'll curse you. It's that simple. It's that plain. And we better heed to it, because we'll pay the price. All right, it's just a commercial. Abraham left his home and he traveled to Canaan. When he arrived, he built an altar there to worship the Lord. And before long, a situation arose. It caused him to doubt the Lord. There was what in the land? A famine. And the scripture says it was grievous. It was grievous. Now here we can see where faith had given way to fear. You see, our focus moves from God to our circumstances. Ever happened in your life? It happened in Abraham's life. He started looking at his circumstances. It don't look too good around here. He took his eyes off of Jesus and started looking toward Egypt. Now Egypt's not a good place to look, by the way. Egypt in the Bible is always a type of the world. That's looking to the world for help. Abraham took his eyes off of Jesus, and now he's looking to Egypt for help. Big mistake. Big mistake. He should have stayed where God had sent him, because God would have protected him there. He would have given the provisions he needed. But what he saw was unexpected, and it frightened him. But you see, God viewed it as an opportunity for Abraham to trust him. Who do you think caused the famine, Abraham? God uses these times to see how we can trust him. Abraham, God was using this time to see if you could trust him. He should have remembered the promises. He should have relied on the one who gave him his promises. Changing circumstances is never a good reason to stop trusting the Lord. When we make decisions based on our own human reasoning, that's when faith gives way to fear. Abraham reasoned that the way to survive was to go to Egypt where there was food. He probably might have considered the trip to Egypt as temporary, thinking he'd come back to Canaan when conditions improved. But as reasonable as it seemed, away from God's will can have disastrous results. Jonah found that out, didn't he? When we forget God, you see, God is our provider. He is our protector. But sometimes we want to take matters into your own hands. You ever have that happen in your life? Maybe you've done that already. And maybe you're already in that position now. You're going to take matters into your own hands. You're tired of waiting for things to change. So now you've decided to take matters into your own hands. Get ready for a rough ride. Abraham should have dealt with his fear by staying in Canaan and seeking the protection that God said he promised he would give him. Our Lord is faithful and would have been faithful to take care of him. And he would have been able to fulfill all the promises that he made to him. But you see, oftentimes we can make those same mistakes that Abraham made. We look around at the situation or the circumstances and we forget that God is our provider. He is our protector. But sometimes we like to substitute his plans for our plans. Boy, that's where things go south. When we substitute our plans, we think, well, maybe God will understand why we've had to make this change. But you see, the only plan that's going to fall apart is our plan. That's the plan that's going to fall apart. Our Lord never supports disobedience. He never supports disobedience. He blesses obedience, but he never supports disobedience. True obedience is doing what God says, and when he says it, and how he says it is to be done. That's true obedience. And just because a famine came didn't mean it was time to pull stakes. That was just God testing him. He was testing him. Listen, if God can create the things he did, he can grow mushrooms on a wall. He can do anything. He can do the impossible. Abraham, where's your faith? What's happening here, Abraham? Any kind of alteration is disobedience. And it happens when we're tempted to do things our own way. But we need to remember that God has put us in these circumstances. So we will learn to totally depend on him, to trust in his promises. And if we disregard his commands, one wrong step will lead to another wrong step, unto another wrong step, until we finally realize we've got to repent and turn back where we turned wrong. It started when we forgot that we need to trust him. Don't take it into your own hands. Are you taking it into your own hands? God's brought you to the place where you're at. He's checking. Are you going to trust him through it all? How about that song, Scotty? Through it all? going to learn to depend on him through it all. Through it all, Abraham. Doesn't matter whether there's famine, Abraham. Through it all, we're going to learn to trust in him. Through it all. His wrong step led to another. It came about when he came near to Egypt that he said, Sarai, his wife, see now I know that you're a beautiful woman. When the Egyptians see you, they'll say, this is his wife, and they will try to kill me. But they'll let you live. Please say that you're my sister. You see where he's going with this? One wrong step after another. It all started when he left Canaan to go to Egypt. Egypt is trusting in the world. Going to Egypt is never right. It's a type of the world. Don't trust in the world. Trust in Jesus. Now you got to make a story up. This is my sister. You know what God did because of his disobedience? He caused plagues to come upon Pharaoh and his house. He caused plagues. He plagued Pharaoh and his wife. You see, God was protecting Sarai because the promised seed was going to be born of her, and she cannot be touched. God was protecting her. Too bad Abraham wasn't. Abraham. Willing to give up his wife to preserve his own life. God promised to protect him. It's what happens when we forget those unconditional promises of God. We began to fear man. It's what happens when you go to Egypt. You begin to fear man. We don't need to fear man. God is able to deliver us. We don't need to fear man. So Abraham became afraid. Contrary to God's will, he went to Egypt. Now he had another reason to be fearful. He knew that Pharaoh would try to kill him to get Sarai because she was a beautiful woman. The same way we can forget God, the same way he did. We can forget God's promises. We begin to react in fear instead of faith. We end up where we shouldn't be. Doing something we shouldn't be doing, feeling what we should not be feeling, and paying a price that we don't want to pay. That's what happens. Sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. When we stop trusting God, we start fearing circumstances. It causes others pain and great harm. This is what happens when we're disobedient. Well, Abraham's plan kept the Egyptians from killing him, but it cost him his wife Sarai, who was taken to Pharaoh's house. Abraham was treated well. He was given sheep, oxen, donkeys, and camels, and servants. God was still merciful to him, even though he was disobedient. God was still faithful. Despite his disobedience. And so Pharaoh and his household, after the plagues, he says, you get her out of here, and you get Abraham out of here, and you get as far away from me as you can get. That's what Pharaoh basically said. We read it. That's what happened. The Lord intervened. He preserved Sarah, and he sent him on her way. And so the story today teaches us God always keeps his promises. He warns us not to let fear cause us to lose our trust in him. Step out of his good and perfect will because we take matters into our own hands because we don't think it's going the way it should be going. You don't know how many times I've shortcutted God. I've done that. I can preach from experience. You don't want to be ahead of God and you don't want to be behind God. You want to try to be with God. Walk with him. Not ahead of him, not behind him, but walk with him. He'll provide the way. 4 volunteers, it's time to take communion.